Car accident, he said. I have to go back to the hospital. Can't someone else do it? Lauren said. I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm it. That flu that's been making the rounds has decimated the ranks. I have to be there. It's not as if it's the first time, Lauren said coldly. And she turned on her heel and walked towards the bar. It was an awkward moment, and Zach attempted to smooth it. Looks like you're sleeping on the couch tonight, Caesar. Vince's laugh was short. Not the first time for that either, he said. I'm sorry I have to go. I was looking forward to spending time with you both tonight. Enjoy your evening. Not long after Vince left, Kay Russell arrived. Kay taught painting and drawing in the visual arts department at the university, and since August, she had been Taylor's teacher. With her platinum buzz cut and round-rimmed tortoiseshell glasses, Kay was always an arresting figure. Tonight, she was wearing a black and white striped t-shirt, a black leather jacket, tight black jeans, and laceless, sparkly gold Keds. Zach gave her the once-over. Do I get three guesses? Kay shook her head. You'd need at least 10. I'm Andy Warhol. Ha! My money was on Annie Lennox, Zach said. Maybe I should have worn my Campbell's soup can raincoat, Kay said. Nah, Zach said. People like a challenge. With the raincoat, even I could have identified you. Kay laughed, and then her eye was caught by a new arrival. There's Julian, she said. I invited him, but I didn't think he'd come. Julian, the boy who's modeling for Taylor? Zach said. Not exactly his crowd, is it? Julian has talked about opening a small art gallery, Kay said. I think it's the perfect path for him. I was hoping he could make some connections tonight. She waved, and Julian Zentner started towards us. He'd been modeling for Taylor for a month, so Zach and I were accustomed to seeing him around our condo, always dressed in the shabby casual clothes students in fine arts favor. But that night, he had transformed himself. And as he crossed the floor towards us, every eye at the party was on him. He, too, was wearing a white tunic, and he dusted his skin with powder until his body was the blue-white of skim milk. The belt of his tunic was covered with small circular mirrors. It took me a moment before I understood that he had come as Narcissus, the boy in Greek mythology who fell in love with his reflection in a pool and died because he was unable to tear himself away from his own beauty. Tall and delicately boned, with blue-black ringlets worn long enough to curl on his graceful neck, Julian had enhanced his natural attributes for the party. His startlingly green eyes were ringed with kohl, and his sensuous lips were rouged and moistened. His entrance caused a stir, but when Julian joined us, he didn't have the air of a young man who had just completed a star turn. He shook hands politely with Zach and lowered his eyes bashfully as he greeted Kay and me. I was afraid that Kay and Lauren Treadgold would be the only people here I knew, he said. Zach's interest was piqued. How do you know Lauren? He said. Julian tossed his head. From work. I'm a server at Diego's, and Lauren's one of our best customers. Anyway, I didn't want to ruin Lauren's evening or Kay's by trailing around after them.
You couldn't possibly ruin my evening, Kay said.
But there are people here that I know you'll enjoy. Let me take you around and introduce you, Zach said. Kay mentioned that you were interested in opening a gallery. There are a couple of people here tonight who might find that idea appealing.
Lauren was part of a group not far from us. When she overheard Zach's words, she joined us immediately.
Count me among them, she said. Running a gallery with Julian might be a lot of fun.
You two know each other from Diego's? Zach said.
Celeste introduced us, Lauren said. It's the only nice thing Vince's daughter ever did for me.
Lauren stepped back and gazed thoughtfully at Julian's costume.
The myth of Narcissus has always made me sad, she said. Something about the death of beauty, I guess.
Julian's voice was low.
You'll never have to worry about that, Lauren.
Ignoring the rest of us, Lauren slid her arm through Julian's.
Let's find a quiet place and talk about that gallery.
We watched as Julian and Lauren made their way across the room and disappeared through the double doors.
Well, that was smooth, Zach said.
Too smooth, Kay said. Julian's only 19. He shouldn't get involved with a woman like Lauren Treadgold. I'll talk to him.
Be careful.